Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the melody.
Welcome to Subtle Beast, everybody. I am Foltz, your host, sitting here, as always, with my man and co-host, Mr. Steve Apostolopoulos. Steve, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I am feeling good, man. I am happy to be in the studio tonight with you.
Amen, amen. We always seem to have a lot of fun in here tonight, or when we're in the studio, and tonight's going to be no exception to that. We got a lot of interesting information to get out to you guys tonight, but before we get into that, as always, do anything fun this week? Get into anything?
Oh, brother, we had a big week. This was my wife's birthday week.
Oh, wow. A lot of fun times.
Yes, and we did a hotel room and a casino night.
Oh, wow. Tell me about that.
Well, we dropped Jackson off at my parents' house and traveled just a few miles over to the Holiday Inn in Grantville.
That's always nice.
And then spent the better part of the evening in the Hollywood Casino.
Oh, so you guys were trying to make some money. What was the go-to? The one-arm bandit, the card tables?
Yeah, you know, there's been times of my life where I've gone to casinos and sat at tables and played blackjack, but it seemed like the night was calling us for the slot machines.
I hear you. I am a big slot machine guy if I have the bug to do some gambling. Gambling has never really been in my blood. I've been to Vegas more times than I can count, and I'm not one to sit down at card tables and sit for hours. Now, I have friends that I've gone out with that you can't pry away from, but me, I just like to relax a little bit, maybe find the cocktail waitress, sit down at that machine, pull the arm a couple times, get a free drink, and just relax. I think it's too much pressure for me.
Yes, it is. I've been on heaters where I've been on a table for long periods of time with friends, and they're fun, but you don't really get to move around a lot. And with slot machines, it seems like you can kind of pop in on one and then change and go to a different area, and you get machines that give you free games, and it is a bunch of fun.
Yeah, because you can just decide to get up when you're done. I mean, if you're sitting at a blackjack table and people are expecting a good hand, you can't just get up and walk out because you're going to get the stink eye. People are like, yo, sit back down. We're in the middle of a game. And yeah, that's too much pressure for me. And on top of that, I've had friends come back to the hotel room wee hours of the morning, not looking very happy. And one of the things they said to me was, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to pay my mortgage the next 3 months. So that's not as appealing to me as it is for some, but yeah, I enjoy going out and, you know, getting on the one-arm bandit a little bit and just having some fun. Did you guys have a party out there, or was it just the two of you?
It was just the two of us, and the place was packed. I mean, it was the night to go there.
Awesome.
There was so many people, and the horses were running, so we got to walk out on the paddock and check out the horse races. So all around, a perfect 10, just great way to celebrate a birthday, and we had a blast, man.
I like watching the horse races. I can recall a long time ago, before the casino was even there, that was the draw. You went out there. Everyone thought they knew which horse to go for and, you know, place your bets. And, of course, you know, us as being younger, we would go out and a $2 bet here and there. And then yeah, you'd be like, yes, I won. And you'd collect like $8. But, hey, some people can hit it big. If they can get it right on the trifecta, that's big time.
Yeah, there's local jockeys that go out to Penn National, and everybody thinks they've got a tip or something, but it's the luck of the draw, man.
It is. It is. So, well, that's good. So you guys spent the whole weekend out there then?
Yep, we spent our Saturday night there and then woke up and came back and got the baby from my parents and then spent time as a family together on Sunday. And then on Monday, I took off work and we had a meeting with you.
Yep, that's right. We got out the old iPhones and did the face-to-face chatting, meeting style. I liked it. I'm not a huge techie guy, so to me, I can honestly say that was my first time using the, what do you even call it?
FaceTime.
FaceTime, yeah. So it was pretty cool because some of you may not know, me and Steve, we live probably about 40, 45 minutes apart. So we wanted to have a meeting, but we were running into some difficulties. And Steve was just like, hey, why don't we just have a meeting FaceTime? And I liked it. We got a lot covered and right in the comforts of our own home. It was great.
Yeah, we set the iPad up so that we could get a wide angle, and both my wife and I were able to be in the view, and we just hashed a bunch of stuff out. It was great.
It was. So,
what else is going on, man? How was your week?
My week's been good. I can't complain. Didn't really do a whole lot this week. I got together with a buddy yesterday, and because he played hooky, he called off just to have a nice relaxing day yesterday because the weather was beautiful yesterday.
Oh, you got to love that.
And he gave me a call and said, hey, what do you think about going up to the gun range for a little while? So I was all for it. So he came over. We packed up our gear. We went up to the gun range for a few hours and just had a blast. No pun intended. But other than that, just been regular day-to-day things, not a whole lot to report.
It was a beautiful day for yesterday.
Yeah, it definitely was. Now, tomorrow, my daughter's school, they're hosting what they call Moms and Muffins. So tomorrow, my wife is going to be working from home so that she can go in for Moms and Muffins. And for me, that means I get to sleep in tomorrow.
Yes.
And just take it easy. So, and that's always fun for the parents. They do it twice a year, once for the moms with Moms and Muffins, and then they do it for the dads. They do Dudes and Donuts.
Dudes and Donuts. What a cool name.
Yeah. So everyone can come in with, either their dad or their uncle or, whoever they look up to as an adult, the male. And the same goes for the female. So it's a good time. But I have to say, I'm loving this changing weather. It's definitely coming in my favor, and I can just feel the excitement building. I'm ready to already get the pool set up and go to the beach.
Yes, yeah, springtime is officially here for the calendar, and you can tell the nights aren't freezing anymore, and
nope.
The days are getting warmer, and the
flowers
sun is
are
out.
Blooming.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, so I'm as happy as I could be. So, well, that's good. I'm glad that you guys were able to go out and celebrate a happy birthday to Sheena. And then you were able to come back home and just have some family time. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, the Holiday Inn out there in Granville is a fantastic hotel. Newly renovated rooms, and we were able to use them fully. We just unpacked our stuff. They had a refrigerator in there, so we had some ice cold adult beverages, and we got ready in the room, and in the morning we were able to get up and get a shower, and it was just fantastic.
That's good. So the hotel was nice. So I'm not a big hotel guy. I just can't seem to get comfortable. But how about you? Do you enjoy the hotel experience?
I always like that moment when you're walking through the door and you're checking your room out.
Right.
You see what the decor is like, if it's an older room or if it's just been refurbished, and you walk in and it seems almost futuristic. And what amenities are you going to get? Are you going to get a Keurig? Are you going to get a refrigerator? What's the setup for the little desk that you get?
Is the remote nailed to the table or is it free flowing?
Yeah. What's the TV situation going to be like? And how comfortable is the bed? Because usually the hotel beds are really comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, if you're staying in a nicer hotel, a lot of the times you can get a really comfortable one. But I'll tell you what, sometimes you can end up in a motel just because you're trying to get off the road from travel somewhere, and there you'd rather be any other place in the world. But I have to say, probably my biggest pet peeve about staying in hotels is, now, not trying to get too graphic or anything, But if they're putting a lot of money into your nice, comfortable bed, sometimes they forget to invest a little bit extra money in the TP, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you go to these places and, you walk up to the mirror and they have the soaps and lotions and the shampoos and you're excited about seeing what it is and, you know, if you're going to use it or if you're going to smuggle it back home with you. And
yeah, am I going to wear the shower cap this time? I've never done that.
Am I going to use the hair dryer or...
Exactly.
If they have the iron and the ironing board set up. But, man, you go to use the restroom, and usually the floor is, like, some tile.
Right.
And they give you that towel that's not a towel. It's supposed to be a bath mat towel.
Right. It's, like, the size of a postage stamp.
Right. So, inevitably, your feet touch that cold tile.
Yeah.
And then you're using the restroom. You go to get the TP, and it's like, dude... I just spent all this money on the room. You could have hooked me up. You didn't have to give me that.
Yeah, you didn't have to give me the one-ply sandpaper. Thank you very much.
Now, I understand their perspective. They're thinking if I give really nice TP out, they're going to be missing every time somebody leaves the room.
That's true, because if you're a little bit more on the frugal side, you could be like... Charmin Double Fresh. This is coming home in my suitcase.
So they want to give you what you need, but not give you an overly comfortable experience.
Right. Now, I'm one of those guys where I've been to enough hotels that, for number one, I'm an overpacker. I've always been, and I always will be. If I'm going away for 2 days, I've got enough clothes to last me the entire week. But one thing that I don't forget when I'm packing up my toothbrush and everything else that I'm going to need is I grab adult wet wipes.
I've seen you do it.
I'm not ashamed to say it because of the experiences I've had with the TP in the rooms. But to be honest, it's not just something that I do in hotels. I'm a regular user. I'm anti-TP. And I'm just pro adult wet wipes.
Now, backing up, like, I can't remember exactly what year it was, but I traveled to Maryland with you, and I remember you giving a wet wipe to somebody else that was in the room with us and saying, hey, check this out. And right? It struck me as odd, because up until then, I had never used a wet wipe. And I didn't have children, so I wasn't familiar with the wipes that go along with children. And it just struck me as odd.
Yeah, and basically, that's where it all came from, was when my children were babies. And, you know, granted, my children are a little bit older. So, back when I used to have to change a lot of diapers, I was thinking to myself, you know what? That gets these babies extra clean. It looks like it feels good. So I went out and I tried it, and I've been a longtime user ever since. And you know what? I'm not going back.
Now, I didn't use one that night all those years ago, but that thought always stayed with me. And I will admit now I am an avid user as well of the wet wipe.
So that brought you on board. It stuck in your head. And what maybe the next few times you went shopping, maybe caught your eye and be like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try.
Yes. Somehow, eventually, it became a standard in our household. Now, it's always something that's there. There's always adult wet wipes, you know, sitting in the restroom, and you use them in combination with the TP.
Yeah, and you can. And you know what? I have done that. I know I said that I was anti-TP, but I would say probably 95% of the time I'm using a nice wet wipe. But, you know, sometimes it'll call for a little TP. But ever since I started doing it then, I got my whole family on board and everybody's enjoying it. As you just said, you use them, you enjoy it. I have several other friends that have bypassed the TP and have gone with the adult wet wipe. But also, you can ask somebody, I mean, if somebody that's close to you and this conversation comes up, or something like seeing it in their luggage when they're on vacation, you can get a negative response too.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. I know when we were doing pre-show, you had shared a story with me that some guy just wasn't about it.
Yeah. I talk to people all day, and I ask some folks, you know, what their feelings are on the situation. And the majority of the people actually were very positive about it and shared with me that they also use the adult wet wipes. But then I ran across two different gentlemen that were not familiar with it. And I remember the feeling of it striking me odd the first time I got the concept. But yeah, the first guy said, no, man, I don't.
He wasn't down with it. It sounded foreign to him.
Yep. I don't, and I don't want to. And then the second guy said, no, I don't. Tell me more about it. And by the end of the conversation, it seemed like he was going to give it a try.
Right. And this, and the best way I can probably think, if you're going to break it down to somebody, would be to say, okay, let's say you're outside and maybe you're playing with the kids in the yard, and you're crawling around on your hands and knees a little bit, and then you're going to come inside and you want to get cleaned up. Are you just going to grab a paper towel and just wipe your hands down? Or are you going to grab a washcloth with maybe some soap and water and wash your hands that way?
Right. It's going to get them much cleaner.
Right. And that's the whole thing. I mean, it is a preference, but I just think that it makes an overall cleaner experience and it makes me feel good. So who's to say that any of us are wrong?
Exactly. And there's a bunch of things that we do that make us feel good and clean and
sure,
you know, smelling fresh. Like when we were in the hotel room and I took the shower. I did use the shampoo and the conditioner, and I took a nice long shower because for some reason when, you know, that shower's not on your dime.
Right.
You feel like you can take an extra long shower.
Yeah, and in the hotels, sometimes they have the really nice adjustable shower heads that you can change it to maybe a pulsing.
I love those, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's an overall wonderful experience. And the industry that's out there, for basically just helping you either stay clean or smell good, is a billion-dollar industry every year. And basically, you haven't even got dressed yet.
Right. If you think about the aisles worth of things in the grocery store or in the general store, there are just, and they separate them, you know, men, women, unisex. But if you're shopping for a woman, there is so many choices of products out there that just are meant for that.
Absolutely. There's been many a times that I've been out and I'll get a phone call or a text from my wife and she'll say, hey, can you pick me up this hair product or that hair product? And I'll say, sure. But then I'll come back and say, can you send me a picture of it? I don't want just a description or the name, because you walk into that aisle and it's just like, whoa, I need to see what the box looks like and go in and get it, because otherwise I'm going to be standing there all day.
Right. The name has that name on so many different products. You're thinking, there's no way I'm going to pick the right one.
Absolutely. And it goes a step further, too. I mean, not only with going into, your favorite department store or a grocery store looking for this, with sticking with the wet wipe product, I've just recently discovered a business online where you can actually order them. And I didn't realize it. I see commercials for the Dollar Shave Club. Have you seen these commercials?
Yeah, I think I've heard a jingle on either the radio or a different podcast about Dollar Shave Club.
Right. So I went onto their website the other day just to browse around, because I have heard a couple different friends say, hey, I get my razors from the Dollar Shave Club. So I was out there looking at their site, and they also supply an adult wet wipe, basically on steroids. You know, it has all the smell good, and it's got like aloe and this and that, and you look down through the reviews and it's just, I think it's got probably 4.75 stars out of 5, if not 5, just for this product. So I'm thinking that this week I'm gonna splurge a little bit and go with the wet wipe from the Dollar Shaving Club.
Well, yes. I mean, you've pioneered this for me, so I'm definitely interested in your review of the wet wipe from Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, as we talk throughout the week, this next week, you know, doing pre-shows and meetings, I'll let you know what the experience is like. And, you know, I think as Americans, we take a lot of our cleanliness for granted. You know, just something as simple as you enjoying a nice weekend out at the casino in your nice hotel room and being able to go in and take a shower or being able to use a commode. That is something that is outside of this country in some very poor countries. That is not only a luxury to them, but it is non-existent to them.
Right. There's a lot of places out there in the world that just don't have it. I got a stat here. It says some 2.6 billion people have no access to a toilet whatsoever.
That is, what, one-third of the human population?
That's a lot of folks out there that are not enjoying the luxuries that you and I are.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we're just taking a shower with just water for us is a million times better than what they get, because I would assume without running water, not only are they walking miles to wash whatever dishes they may have, but when they're doing so, they're looking down and they're seeing their next door neighbor taking a bath in the same water that they're washing their dishes in.
Right. Yeah. There's many cultures that they have a river or water source, and that's their primary water source. So whatever the water needs would be would get satisfied through that water source, including washing dishes, possibly restrooming, washing clothing, things of that nature. So
yeah, because back in medieval times, before they had any type of plumbing or anything, they used the chamber pot. And the chamber pot, a lot of the time, if it was convenient, they would some servant would take it down and they would empty it into the local water source, had it be a lake, river, what have you. But if it was something that was done in the middle of the night in the chamber pot, you would maybe leave it in your room till the morning. And, you know, you're just waking up in the morning. You're not going to be taking any trip outside. A lot of the times it was just tossed right out the window onto the streets, right where in the marketplace where people were walking.
And that was common.
That was. And, you know, we did a podcast a few weeks ago on time travel. And what would, I don't even want to say interesting, but it would be really probably disgusting if you were really into medieval times, and disappointing if you got back to there and as soon as you stepped out of your time machine, all you smell is funk.
Yes, that would be very disappointing. That would smell bad, and it would be bad for the general health of the public.
Yeah. So here, you know what? I came across something while we were researching this topic, and it's a there's a little humor to it, but it's also a I can't imagine what this would be like. So again, we were talking about, you know, how good we have it here in the States. It says in this article, and I'm just paraphrasing, flying toilets, also known as helicopter toilets. A flying toilet is a plastic bag. If you happen to have to go number two, you're going to go into this plastic bag. You wrap up that plastic bag and you throw it. Hence, the helicopter or flying toilet. Now, this is the only form of sanitation that's available to a lot of people that live in slums, like the residents in Africa, particularly. In Kenya and Tanzania, this is their only form of sanitation. is using the restroom, mostly number two, I would assume only number two, in these bags, and then they just wind them up and let them fly. Now, can you imagine? You're walking by. Yes. Your family just sent you down to, I don't know, go get an extra bag of rice, or maybe go get some water from the watering hole. You come out from behind the tree, and you get knocked in the head with a helicopter toilet. And
do you think they have a term, like, you know, when you're golfing and you see that your ball is pop, maybe heading towards another group, you use the four.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a term, like, I'm chucking this helicopter bag. Yep. It looks like it might hit that guy.
Flying toilet.
Flying toilet. Helicopter bag your way.
And you just see everybody go into the prone position because they don't know what direction it's coming from.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine it.
I can't imagine either, because, I mean, depending on how big this person is, too, I mean, they might have quite an arm on them. And on top of that, not only is it going to hurt, not only is it going to be disgusting, but let's hope that bag stays intact. Because we can all envision what that would be like. So now, sticking with that, in all seriousness, because of all the toxicities and disease that can be in a number two of the human, not just the human, but any animal for that matter.
Any number two.
Right. I was at the doctor one time, and we got on the subject of pink eye. And we were talking back and forth and how many people he had seen this week due to pink eye. And the doctor gave me a stat, and he said that 95%, from 95% to 98% of people that come down with pink eye, it's because of some form of excrement that they got in their eye. And he said most of my patients that do come in are parents with babies that are still in diapers.
Yes, I can attest to that. Changing a diaper is no joke.
It's no fun. No one's ever looking forward to it.
But as the child gets older, they can fight you. And when
absolutely they can.
And when, because they don't want that process done to them either. The fighting is kind of the toughest part, man.
Yeah, you got to go with, like, the one-hand double ankle grab and kind of, you know, get them tilt back and, you know, get in there with your whatever you're using to clean the baby. And, yeah, I mean, you got to make sure when you're done that you're washing your hands and washing your hands with soap and water, because a sanitizer or any type of gel just isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, that's right. They have the gel now. Seems like it's out there in all the public places. You see it when you're walking into a grocery store.
Yeah, they even have the sanitizer wipes to grab and wipe down the front of your cart, or if you're just shopping for a couple things for the basket. I grab them because I'm just like, well they're here. They're obviously, and then I think, well, you know, who knows who touched what? And
Sometimes I guess I do, but for the majority of the time I'm thinking, you know, what? It's a cart. I grab a hold of it and push it. It's not like my kid's slobbering on it.
Right. Yeah, and I get that. I won't say that it's something that I do every time, because sometimes I'm in a rush. I got a grocery store pretty much in my backyard. I'm just running down for a couple things. But one thing that I do for sure, though, is when I leave the grocery store, as soon as I get into my car, I grab hand sanitizer and I put it on. Now,
I see a lot of sanitizer in office settings, and that's a good thing because, you know, disease can spread fast. And if somebody in an office setting is sick and they get the rest of the office sick, that can be a huge detriment to business. So when I'm walking through our admin area, I always grab a squirt of the gel and put it on my hands, because sure, I know that those, the doorknobs, the people that are there, and especially during certain times of the year, you know, flu season, there's a ton of germs out there. So I do use a lot of the sanitation gel.
I do as well. And sometimes I have to think to myself, with, you know, with as much sanitizer and gels that we're using, I'm wondering if sometimes these microbes are going to just start being like, is that the best you got?
Right. Like,
I mean, because I mean, look at sickness when we come out with new vaccinations. I mean, they're becoming immune to that. And so I would assume at some point that just alcohol just isn't going to do it any longer.
Yeah. The next thing you know, there's going to be just bleach buckets.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, The famous comedian Howie Mandel, I mean, he's a huge germaphobe, and I was reading an article about him that when he is not actually on camera, he's usually sitting at a desk somewhere, and he has two buckets sitting beside him that he just has his hands sitting in. And it's horrible for his skin. I mean, his skin cracks. It breaks open. If you notice when he's on TV, if he's walking into an arena or a theater and everyone has their hands out, he gives the simple fist bump because he can't do it. And he'll be the first to admit it, that he's a germaphobe. I'm not to that extent, thank the Lord. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm around a big crowd for a while or if I'm in a grocery store and I've touched a lot of things, I will grab the sanitizer. Funny story is I was on vacation one time with a buddy of mine down in Myrtle Beach, and we were at an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And every time we'd get up and we'd go to the table, we usually end up meeting back at our table after getting our food right around the same time. And I would sit down and I'd grab my fork and I would start eating, and I'd always look over at him, and he was whipping out his sanitizer and he was putting on his hands. And I looked at him and I was like, buddy, what are you doing? Every time we come back, and he says, you know why? And I said, why? Let me know. He says, now look, when you go up there, or he says, when you're sitting here eating, he said, I notice a lot of people, they're putting food in their mouth and then they're licking their fingers. He's like, and then they're going to take those same hands back up to the line. And then they're going to grab this serving spoon or fork and then put food back on there. He's like, and I just grabbed that. And then I had a big realization. I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, give me some of that. You've convinced me now. But yeah, I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry. I'd rather be clean than unclean or get some virus or some microbe inside me. So, but, you know, ultimately, though, from some research that I've done, sanitizer, I mean, it's a good short-term thing, but you're going to want to stick with for the ultimate clean is going to be hot water and soap, because one of the articles I was reading, it says sanitizer does not kill viruses. It's only good at killing microbes, and not even all microbes. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, in a pinch, use the sanitizer. But if you can keep it in mind when you get to the next place where you can get to some soap and water, go for it.
I'm a big soap and water guy. Every morning I wake up and shower, you know, pretty much
right
immediately. And I think that morning shower for me is kind of therapeutic. I hop in there and the hot water, you know, loosens my back up and it smells good.
It's like a hand in hand with a cup of coffee, kind of.
Right. Put the soap all over and, you know, wash my hair. And then I get out and I have that nice, clean, fresh feeling to start my day with, brush my teeth and whatnot.
So if I was to ask you, what ballpark, how many times a week do you think you take a shower?
Oh, man, that's a weekly. That's a good question. I definitely take a shower in the morning. And most nights when I get home, I take another shower. And that's the utility shower. That one when I get home is the one where I feel like all of the contaminants, the pollen, I work around diesel fuel, like, you know, the diesel exhaust is in my hair or on my face. And that's the one where I use the soap and actually wash everything down. So
right,
I'm a two a day guy.
So two a day. So even on the weekend, or is it just like one?
Yeah, probably one on the weekend.
So you're averaging about
a dozen showers.
About a dozen showers a week. Okay. Now I don't. There's a lot of days where I don't leave my house at all. So I'm probably a one shower a day guy, and I have a lot of responsibilities in the morning, so I don't have the pleasure of taking a shower first thing in the morning. However, I'd love to, but I'm usually a mid-afternoon, early evening shower, and I love the shower. I mean, I get in there, you know, get clean, wash the hair. I even go for the conditioner, the whole nine. And I'm not a quick shower either. Are you? I'm about a 10-15 minute shower.
Yeah, I don't want to out myself as being a non-environmentalist, but I'm not a quick shower either. I like it when the steam builds up and kind of gets into my sinuses. I'm an allergy guy, so
right.
I let the steam build up and cleanse the sinuses, so it takes a little bit to do that.
Right. Now, now in the house that I live in, we're on a well, and you know that can be good or bad for certain things. But when it comes to showering, I know that I'm not having to pay for that water that's coming out of that well. So yeah, I go for a nice long shower, relax. It's like your little domain where you get to escape for a little while too, as you're getting clean and just reflect on your day and have some good thoughts. But you know, as much as we shower, a lot of doctors and scientists have said that showering daily is really not that good for you.
I could understand that. I'm pretty sure that the majority of the world doesn't shower like we do.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, we're spoiled.
Right. I think it might be, you know, like a luxury.
Definitely. They say that to make sure that you maintain a healthy skin level, that two showers a week is fine. Three maximum. And they say anything over and above that is just, it can be damaging for you. They say it can be damaging to your skin because of all the abrasion and all of the different soap products and the lotions with, or the shampoos and the body washes with all the fragrances. And they also say that washing your hair more than once a week can be just as damaging to your hair.
You know, at one point I was on a I'm going to wash my hair less kick, and I was going 3 days at a run with it, and yep. I really did not care for the end result of it.
Of what? Of not washing your hair daily?
Right. I just felt that my hair was extra oily, and that oil was getting on my pillow, and that pillow was then touching my face, and that hair oil was getting pushed down onto my face, and I just didn't care for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, granted, these doctors and scientists are saying this, but I really can't see a harm in taking a shower every day. I mean, come on. I mean, that's, if you're not, that's, I mean, it's kind of gross, but it's funny that you say about getting into bed and you know, not wanting those oils and things of that nature, you know, touching your face or your skin. It'll be funny. I'll take a shower like mid-afternoon, and during the evening time after we eat, you know, I might just be wandering around the house or going up to my bedroom to look for something or get something, and I'll see that my wife has changed the sheets on the bed, and I'm like, whoa, new sheets, crisp sheets, everything's amazing. It looks so comfortable. I'll get back in the shower because I think to myself, I don't want to get back in that bed without being clean as possible.
Now, that doesn't happen very often for that exact setup. But when it does, man, when you get the shower right before you get into that brand new crisp bed, isn't that the best feeling?
Absolutely. It is absolute heaven. And I'm pretty verbal about it, too. And if my wife's asleep, I apologize if I wake her, but I'll get in after that shower, and I'll just be like, oh, and I just sink in, and it's just like, wow, everything's so crisp. I just got everything wrapped around and tucked everywhere. It's just, it's amazing.
I think that in a perfect world, that's the way I would end every day.
Oh, I totally agree.
It's the small things. You know, say people are talking about the Mega Millions or something, and they're right, talking about what they would buy. I don't know that that's necessarily something I would buy, but that is a practice that I would take. You know, I would do that. That would be the best.
I'd be upgrading my sheets, though. A higher thread count, And that's big in my house. We don't go with anything under a 1,000 thread count with our sheets.
Yes, we have. My feet get caught on this. We have like a silk sheet.
Right.
And there is something. I love sleeping on silk for everything except for my feet. I don't like the way it feels when my feet get on.
Right. I don't like silk, and I don't like satin either. I don't.
It could be satin, actually. Maybe.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, there are both.
Right.
But, yeah, well, I don't like the way that feels on my feet anyway. And to be completely honest, I sleep with my socks on because I do not like the feeling of sheets on my feet. It just, I don't. But now I don't know if this is your department or not at home when you're, you know, as a couple, you delegate different chores or whatnot. But how often would you say that your sheets on your bed are changed? If you had to take a guess. I guess maybe I should get Sheena on the phone.
Yeah, buddy. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I have a clue.
I mean, me and my wife do share that responsibility, but since I'm home more, I usually do it. I got to have my sheets changed at the minimum once a week.
I would think that's relative.
I would think so. I mean, you figure even, you know, with a daily shower, you get into bed at the end of the day. You know, I mean, there's things getting on the sheets and... I mean, you got to get those clean. I can't imagine. If you're not washing your sheets once a week, make sure you're washing your sheets once a week. Now, trying to tell my kids to make sure that their sheets get in the laundry once a week, that's a whole other ordeal. But again, I don't got to sleep in that bed. But yeah, that's how I go. That's how I roll.
Yeah, I think once a week is cool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. Like at night, even with a fan on, you know, I still have my comforter and I have a blanket in between myself and the comforter. So there's times where I'm sweating, and I would think that once a week would be pretty ample? Much where it's
yeah.
at. Yeah.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about, okay, one, you get out of the shower, you dry it off and everything, and now it's time for the smell good. What do you typically use? Are you an antiperspirant kind of guy, or do you just go with the regular deodorant?
I have a deodorant at my house. It's a Dove. It's just like a stick of deodorant that is there and available to me. I don't wear it very often. I definitely don't wear it daily. It's something that I have and I'll put on sometimes.
Right. I used to be, aside from the last few years, I was a big antiperspirant. I was like, you know, I never want to have, you know, like sweat stains or anything like that. And I want to make sure that I'm always smelling good. But I got away from the antiperspirant and I just go strictly deodorant now. Because I was watching a documentary on, I don't think it was just deodorant, but it was maybe something wrapped into the whole topic of being clean. But it was talking about antiperspirant, and the problem with antiperspirant is that they put aluminum into it. And the reason they put aluminum into it is to help clog up your pores so you're not sweating. Now, if you think about, or you visually can just pretend you're putting on deodorant or antiperspirant, now where you're putting it at, that's pretty close to your chest area. And there have been a lot of folks, male and female, that because of antiperspirant and that aluminum, they've come down with breast cancer.
Wow.
And it is directly related to the antiperspirant.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's I don't exactly know what the numbers are as far as people that come down with that, but I remember it being very, very high. And that's what made not only myself switch, but my wife also switched over. So, I mean, we're not trying to change any minds here tonight. We're just trying to produce some facts and some knowledge. So if you think about it and, you know, and you're conscious of, you know, trying to keep yourself healthy, you might want to consider just switching over to a deodorant versus antiperspirant. Just as a precaution, especially if you have any type of breast cancer running in your family, because I can only imagine that could possibly up the chances of you possibly getting it. But yeah, and you know what is from what I find with just using deodorant, throughout the day. Now, granted, I'm not doing a whole lot of manual labor throughout the day, but my deodorant lasts. I mean, I've never done a comparison between which lasts longer, but I don't find myself needing to run back and apply more.
Right. I'm also a cologne guy. So in my morning,
absolutely.
In my morning shower, you know, I'll hit a shave up and then use a little aftershave and then some cologne. And I find that that lasts with me. And generally, I'm not, you know, a huge sweater and or stinker. Like, I just don't.
No, I've never been accused of smelling bad. And
yeah, I just don't.
I'm a big cologne guy, too. I've got a pretty extensive collection. I've just ever since I was in junior high and everyone started wearing colognes and perfumes, I was always like, ooh, that smells good and this goes good. So I got a lot of great brands that I use, and I switch them up on the regular too. If someone likes the cologne I wear on a Tuesday and they're looking forward to getting a whiff of it on Wednesday, not going to happen.
I'm opposite. I like a continual smell of the same type of cologne.
Right. So, well, you know what? I mean, I can see that because it's just, that's the scent that you like and that's the scent you're putting out for the world. It's like, that's what Steve smells like and he smells good.
And also the smell of that cologne is different on you than it is on someone else.
Absolutely. That's why it's really deceiving when you go to a department store and you're trying out new colognes and you're just spraying it on those little sticks and then you smell that. And because there's been times I've done that, so that smells good, and then I get it home and after smelling it on my body, I'm just like, not a fan. I don't do it.
Right. It's got to mix with your chemistry and go along with your natural scent, or it's just not going to work for you.
You know what I find that doesn't last as long, though, is those body sprays.
Right.
I've tried those in the past. I find after a while, I can't even smell them anymore.
Yeah, you have to reapply a body spray often.
Yeah, like those commercials for they're trying to pass off Axe with women attacking these guys. It must have been the second they got out of their bedroom getting ready for the day because, it's not going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're still smelling that great.
Right. I like a good old-fashioned cologne, and there's been many of a night where I come home, I get a nice kiss from my wife, and she says, "You smell great." And I say, "I was just at work for 10 hours.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's a good thing. You're coming home from the grind, and you still
still putting off those good.
Yeah, sending out those vibes. And yep. Maybe the sheets got changed that night. Who knows? But, you know, we just wanted to pass out some information on a basic topic of cleanliness and our preferences versus what others may find useful or helpful, and also as Americans and how fortunate we are just to have the basic necessity of not only clean drinking water, clean bathing water, clean water to wash our dishes. We have clean water to just go out and spray our lawns. I mean, I can't imagine what some people in these third world countries, they'd be like, we have to walk 10 miles to get this water, and you're out here making your grass lush? I mean, so if you sit back and you reflect and think about how great we got it, boy, we got it good in this country.
We do, and take advantage of it. Smell good.
Smell good. Try out a wet wipe.
Try out a wet wipe. You will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you haven't, this is what I'm going to urge. If you haven't used an adult wet wipe in the restroom, please, I urge you, give it a try. And whether you like it or not, why don't you jump out to our Facebook page with the section that's referencing this podcast and let us know what you liked. If you liked it, great. No more further description needed. If you didn't, with keeping it in reason and, you know, brief description, let us know what it was that you didn't find so appealing to it.
I don't know what, I gotta hear it. I don't know what it would
be. I know, because that would be baffling to me. I can't imagine that a product that gets you feeling more clean and actually clean could be a bad thing. But you know, teach his own. So I don't know. But, you know, as always, you know, we're trying to grow this podcast as big as we can and getting out our information to as many families and homes as we possibly can. So if you've been with Subtle Beast, or if you're just joining Subtle Beast, we'd really appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends and family, and share it on Facebook. And one thing in particular, if you are listening to us on the regular, or if it's your first time, it would really be a great, great help to us if you could go out to iTunes. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play or Podbean, and go out there and give us a review. A great 5-star review could go a long way for us, and we sure would appreciate it. So I think that's pretty much all I got for tonight.
Yeah, it was a great show. I had a fun time doing it.
I sure did too. So I guess until next time, I'm Foltz.
And I'm Steve.
And we'll see you next time. Take care of one another. Bye-bye.